They say one man's trash is another man's treasure. Today we test that conjecture with the mother of all races. Ursprung durch Technik, as they said, in some other time. Last week, the yellow team won a superb underwater victory, making it 2-1 to the yellows in the series so far. The orange team really need this one. So let's meet our regular teams. First up, the yellow team, led by Captain Major Dick Strawbridge, and his foot soldiers, Callie Munro and Dave Price. This week, the yellow team's special guest is Paul Zakowski, known as Yorkie. He's a university lecturer who keeps snakes as a hobby. Leading the orange team is Captain Anne Saunders. And her crewmates are Bowser Munson and Shen Chu. And the orange team are joined this week by special guest Mary Munch, who owns her own racetrack in London. Right, my little tinheads. This is today's challenge. You have to design and build an all-terrain off-road buggy capable of traversing my devilish course. At sunset tonight, we race, and it's a relay race. Once round the track for everyone, no one escapes the final judgment. You have until the sun falls from the sky, which is approximately 10 hours. So I suggest you get moving.
Right. Okay. We need engines. Yeah?
So what we need to do is have a list of the fundamental things that we need.
No wonder they look nervous. Have a look at this.
Off-road buggies are designed to race over any terrain, so stability is a key issue. Buggies can have four wheels, or some have only three, and in these sorts of races they can reach speeds of up to 90 miles an hour, with occasionally unpredictable results.
Yeah. First thing, it's got to be an engine.
Big wheels, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what engine we get and what tyres we get, it's going to determine the frame we actually pull together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do we need any brakes?
Well, yeah, exactly.
How many wheels do we want? Four? Three?
We just need to sort
out... You're into trikes, aren't you? You want to build a trike, don't you?
Why don't we go for four wheels for stability? If we can't find enough,
we'll
build a trike.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it, guys.
Legs of metal, round or square.
We've given the teams two perfectly good all-terrain vehicles, which are only to be used for scavenging, not for spare parts. As ever, good finds will make for a much easier day's work, so the scavengers need to find the best bits before the other lot do.
So how many should we build, two or three?
So the teams need to get searching for good engines, wheels of course, and whatever they'll need to fashion their chassis.
Hey, look!
Oh my God!
We steering and brakes!
Steering and brakes! Excellent!
Great.
Get going,
Bowser!
Right!
Oh, hello. I've got a cracking engine.
Ali! Jake, you ready?
Yep.
Cool.
Righto.
Sweet.
Callie and Dave have found the first engine, but will resident specialist Yorkie be impressed? Yorkie has designed, built and raced go-karts for over a decade, so he should know a thing or two about engines.
It's a 5 horsepower. 5 horsepower, Briggs & Stratton. Large for a 5.
It's not very beefy.
No.
If we're talking about something that's going to carry, dare I say, my body, but if we're going to talk about carrying that on you, we need something that's quite chunky, so anything better is what we want.
Yeah?
That's a bit heavy.
Well, it's no help to Dick, but Shen's found a much nicer motor for the orange team.
Looks like a good solid motorcycle engine.
As well as some less useful bits.
I've got some good shag pile carpet in the back of one of these vans if you want any.
Hey, Dick, do you want like a car motor or a motorcycle?
Motorcycle's probably the most sensible at this stage because of the sprockets on it.
Okay, cool.
Bowser's built a fair few trikes.
Yeah, I heard him go for three wheels there. Worrying.
I think we'll just see what we get up with. Yeah. But I think it could be easier doing the steering.
Depends how bumpy the course is, really.
That's true. Mm. We don't even know what the course is going to be like.
If they find some decent suspension...
Their steering system will really affect their ability to win on a curving, bumpy, all-terrain course. especially since this is a relay and all the team, with very different weights and driving abilities, are going to have to drive. They really have two options, to steer one wheel, as in a motorbike, or two, as in most cars. The difficulty with two-wheel steering is that you have to link the two wheels so that they move together. A steering wheel works, for example, by pulling one wheel at the same time as pushing the other. This is a tricky piece of engineering to get right in the time. So the simplest solution will be to go for one-wheel steering from a motorbike.
So you're talking about rear wheel, one wheel at the back driving with two wheels at the front.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get linkage between the two wheels.
Uh-huh.
Right. The only difficulty I would have with that as an idea is that we've got to get the cross linkage between that, which is going to have to be built properly.
Well, the word trike keeps coming to mind now, doesn't it?
Trike does come to mind, doesn't it? Because have we basically got the whole front end of that?
Yeah.
Can we just basically bolt the whole front end onto...
Oh, the shocks work.
Really?
Hey!
Right.
Mary's been working in the go-karting world for more than 10 years. Like Yorkie, she's built them and raced them. She even runs her own karting track. And although she's never seen a three-wheeled one, Anne seems to have convinced her it's the best plan.
Begin! Ha ha! To begin is half the work. Then you've got half the work done, then you begin with the last half, and then it is all done. Just thought I'd throw that in for good measure. How's it going?
Well, thanks for that.
You've got one wheel there, you're doing really well.
Unicycle.
That will certainly
turn. Altering unicycle makes it very easy for
us.
It's actually going to be very uncomfortable. We haven't got a seat yet, but that's all right. We'll get there.
So how are you getting on then?
We've talked through a couple of things, from a sort of one wheel at the back, two at the front,
right.
Or having one wheel steering at the front, one at the back, and then having outriggers. There's a number of different things we can look at, and so it's going to look pretty unusual, to say the very least.
Yeah.
But we're not even going to decide what it looks like until we get to the stage where we've got all the bits.
Right.
And then I think we might have some directed foraging, because Callie and Dave are, they're giving blood out there to try and get us the bits.
Right. Yeah.
So... the more we get, the easier our decision making comes.
There's not a lot to go from your diagrams on the blackboard yet, but I mean that's. Do you think
we've had more actually. We wiped them all off because we didn't want to be fettered by convention. I think is that fair?
That's what it is.
Kelly.
Yep.
There's a chain here as well.
Is there? Cool. Yeah.
While Callie and Dave continue to lose sweat out there getting the bits, Yorkie's been working on some designs.
If we produce a three-wheel vehicle, we've got single wheel at the front and a rear,
an engine.
Second at the two at the rear, okay, and it's got a solid rear axle, okay. The grip that those two wheels are going to get is going to push it on in a straight line whenever you try and turn the steering wheel. So you have to put a diff in, which means it's going to have to be shaft driven, okay. You can't drive it with a sprocket,
right?
Okay, so
Yorkie basically doesn't think they'll be able to steer if their rear wheels are locked in to move together. What's called a solid back axle. He thinks that'll just push the vehicle forward in a straight line, so taking corners would be a little precarious. Over the wall, Captain Anne's much more blasé.
I don't see that as a problem, because the way they do it on the go-karts, they just have... If you just mount the great big sprocket in the middle of the axle...
Right.
Then we can drive the axles directly.
Right.
We've then just got to have some bearing arrangement and stuff.
Got to make up our own axles, then.
Yeah.
Right.
9 hours remaining.
I'm hearing voices.
9 hours, eh?
Well, there's no point fretting about steering and such like until they found the best engines. And let's be in no doubt, size matters. To win a race, biggest is almost always best.
Right. Looks a bit small, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what size. What do you reckon? 125, 250?
Could be. Is there a plate anywhere, maybe?
124.
Oh, well done.
We get the feeling that that engine's probably not big enough.
What size engine is that one? 200.
250. This is much more like it.
Now the yellow team have found some key ingredients, York is sharing some thoughts about how they might put them all together.
Right. The big thing about the engine is going to be a transmission system.
Right.
How are we going to get the power from the engine to the wheels?
Yep. Okay. Transmission.
Okay. That's the most important. I'm not as worried about the engine as I am about a transmission.
Okay.
Transmission system, preferably. Okay, we're looking at something either chain or shaft. Preferably.
Having found a powerful engine, they need to work out how to get its power to the driving wheels, the transmission system. Cars and lorries do it via a shaft, which converts the rotation of the motor to the rotation of the axle via universal joints. Shafts aren't perfectly efficient because the plane of rotation is changed along the way, and they're difficult to build in a day. Motorbikes, on the other hand, use a chain system, which connects the engine to the axle simply via a chain on a sprocket, just like in a bicycle. The engine's power is transmitted directly, which is efficient, but they're not that strong and can snap or come off altogether if they're not attached properly. Nonetheless, in the time, chain transmission is likely to be the simplest to get right.
All right, okay. Okay. Anne,
yeah?
The chain won't fit on the sprocket. You're going to need to find another one, slightly wider links.
Slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Bowser, Shen, we're just looking for another chain. The one we've got at the moment doesn't fit, so if you just
links
find anything...
Links are too small.
Yeah, the links are too small.
Over the wall, the mustachioed major's ordering one final reconnaissance trip through the scrap heap before his troops get down to construction.
Because when you think that you've actually been all the way through, let's go systematic now, work your way down from the far end, in everywhere, 20 minutes, looking everywhere you can find, and anything that's to do with motorbikes, need solenoids, need all sorts of bits and pieces.
8 hours remaining.
Hours remaining, there we go.
8 hours.
Very nice, isn't it? How's it going then? You're making a motorbike then? Sorry, no, I'm being cheap. You're making a motorbike then? I'll still
We're
be
making
cheap.
A trike.
You're making a trike. Ooh, solid back axle.
Possibly.
Yes.
Wow.
We were having a discussion about
two-wheel
that.
Drive? One wheel.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's a bit in flux at the moment.
It's in flux.
That's what we're trying to work out, is actually physically how to do it.
We've got two engines. One's a big one, one's a little one.
Right.
The little one we think works and is fine, but the big one would be better.
Yeah.
The problem is the big one's got a hole in it.
Right. The gearbox is leaking oil.
So we've fixed the hole
with
some araldite. The problem is, until we can check to make sure that the engine's good, we don't know which
one to put it in. Yeah.
See, if that engine's good, we can use this frame.
Right.
If that engine's bad, we've got to use that frame.
Right.
So there's no point in welding anything to this until we know that we can use the engine.
Right.
So at the moment, we're somewhat stuck to know whether or not that engine's going to work.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just about to go and find out.
Right. Marvellous. So I won't stop you.
Keep your fingers crossed.
I won't. I'm with you. I'm with you.
With the teams in the thick of it, I thought I'd hook up with Chris Cowell, chief designer of Thrust, the land speed record holder.
Oh, Chris.
Oh,
how do you do, my man?
Chris Mayo.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So, how are we getting on then, do you think, these two little groups of fellas?
I think they're doing marvellous. They've both identified the key elements. You need an engine, obviously.
Yeah, that's pretty useful, isn't it? Yeah.
The yellow team seems to have picked a reasonable engine, good size.
Right.
I noticed earlier they did have one which they quickly discarded.
Is that the little all-contained?
The little two-stroke.
Yeah. It's not going to be powerful enough, I suppose.
Yeah, obviously the best drive mechanism will be some kind of self-contained motorbike unit, which both teams have picked up.
So that means it's a motorbike, it's got an engine and a gearbox.
And a gearbox, so you can drive a rear axle or a front axle, depending on how adventurous they are.
Yeah.
But what I'm picking up, they both seem to be attempting trikes.
I suppose the thing is the steering mechanism, to have the steering and possibly drive in one set is the...
definite advantage.
Yeah. We've got a steering wheel, yet to be decided. It's going to have to be sort of chopper form, I think, just to sort of... Stability is important. We've got that at the front, steering. At the back, we've got our drive, and we've got outriggers. Yeah? So what we're doing there, if you like, we're giving ourselves stability without the confusion of actually having to have two wheels being used to drive. Right? So that's got advantages in that, if you like, this is a bit like a jerry-rigged motorbike with stabilisers for big boys,
and girls,
of course. Yeah. So what it is, it gives us some stability.
Well, Dick's got his team well briefed, but I thought I'd just pop in to get confirmation of details of buggy mission.
All right, Dick?
Yep. We've got our... these are the wheels we're going to be using for our outriggers.
Oh, really? You're going for an outrigger design?
Yeah, we've got a motorbike wheel with a cog. We've actually got a drive cog of the same size, the same pitch, so we can actually use a chain to drive it at the back.
Right.
And we'll be using a small motor for that. And then with two outriggers, and Callie is pulling together bits of an old bike, which is going to give us, it could look like some sort of a chopper, but we just need to get the exact shape of the back end so we can work out how much space there is.
So you're feeling a bit confident at the moment, then?
To be fair, we know what we're doing.
Right.
I'd be much more confident when the drive comes together because anything else we can botch.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
So it's outriggers for Dick's team, but for the orange team, it's a trike. One of the hardest parts for them to get right will be the axle, which Bowser and Shen are working out how to make from scratch.
Hold that bit.
Yep.
Right. This is the axle. That's going to turn.
Yep.
All right. Wheels are going to be on the end.
And that'll be in the middle somewhere, so we want it somewhere.
These are going to be welded to a frame that I'm going to make in a minute.
Have you cut this to size already? Have you cut this one to size?
No, they're both the same length and they've both got square ends. Apart from that, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
We make it whatever length we like.
Okay.
So what we've got to decide is how wide we want it.
Well, let's get a couple of tyres and put them next to it.
We're going to get some good ones in a minute, but for the moment... Right. You want stability.
So we want it here somewhere, don't we?
So I would say something like about that there.
We might buckle this pole, though. But if we make it too wide, this thing is just... We don't know how strong this is.
Well, no, we're going to support it, aren't we? The axle's not going to take any weight.
It's not?
No. These are going to take weight,
yeah,
and a frame that will build out to support it.
Okay.
The orange team are racing ahead with their trike, but the yellow team have run into a bit of engine trouble.
It's got issues all the way around it, okay? Plugs. Okay? Plug leads.
We haven't got a solenoid. We haven't got a solenoid.
It's like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, but I haven't said it's a nightmare. It's 100cc or 125cc.
It's 100.
Yeah, it's 100, is it?
No, well, 99, close enough. It's looking more and more like we're going to go with that.
This isn't what Dick wants to hear right now. But although York is not the world's greatest optimist, he might have a point here. The engine is missing some crucial electrics, and though he's loath to admit it, electrics aren't really York's thing.
So that's going to sit there.
Okay, now, where's the chain and where will the engine sit?
The engine will sit there.
Chain.
Bowser and Shen, having worked out the axle, are racing onto the engine and drive system.
That's fine. No, just drop it in there for that. Yeah. Trouble with length, I do believe. Bowser, have a look here. See, this is inside, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, you see that length? We haven't got...
What's wrong? We'll just move that in as far as
we
need to.
Yeah, we have to move that in up here somewhere. So we have to be careful of that. We don't want to weld anything on until we've got that.
Let's try and get
until we've got the length.
Let's get this engine in.
Yeah, okay.
The yellows have abandoned the more powerful 100cc engine. It's just missing too many bits. They are instead going with the titchy 5-horsepower two-stroke. Not exactly Grand Prix spec and a big compromise for the yellow team at this early stage. But even with the smaller engine, York is a happier man.
Right. Well, I need some steel there. Shen's done the two plates to go on a sprocket.
Right.
Cut the hole in the middle to weld that to what we're going to use as the axle.
Right, okay. And we've just brought back the two CV wheels
that we're going to weld on the ends.
And then, can we run... Is it quite easy to get the chain at the sprocket
we've
on the...
We've done that. So the chain
sprocket's on the
through.
Engine, yeah. And the chain's on the sprocket.
Great.
Yep. Hey. So all we're left with now...
So all we've got to do is line up the axle in the right place. So are you going to make up...
I'm going to weld up the triangular frame for the back to support the axle.
And you're going to make it slightly wider than the bike?
Yeah.
We're going to make it considerably wider than the bike.
Considerably wider.
Good.
On the basis that the wider it is, the more stable it is.
Yeah.
Because we've got no dip.
Well, the orange team have practically finished. Time to give some reassuring words to the yellow team, I think.
The good thing about falling behind so far early on is you've got lots more time to catch up, you know? So you're doing well. You really are.
So both teams have more or less settled on their designs. The orange team are going for a trike. They have a 125cc motor, which is a respectable 20 horsepower. They should get up a good speed. They're having chain drive, single front wheel steering, and a solid back axle. The yellow team are going for a four-wheel buggy, with two of the wheels as outriggers, like stabilizers on a kid's bike, although they haven't decided where to put them yet. And their engine's only about 5 horsepower, which frankly my lawnmower might scoff at. Oh, and they haven't sorted out their transmission system yet, or gears, or brakes. It should be a cracking race.
Anne.
Yes.
Anne.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's actually going a bit better than I thought it might do.
Oh, good.
I mean, at the moment, it's
looks
still...
like a motorbike. I mean, I don't want to be picky, but that looks like a motorbike with a big bar at the back.
Yeah, you know, well, why reinvent the wheel, you know?
Well, that's true. Yeah,
when you've got one already.
So you're going for a classic trike layout, then?
Yeah.
Two big wheels at the back, big engine, big wheel at the front.
Yeah.
Go up anything. That tube you've got there on the back, there's tube, and so you've got like a proper axle. You've got a spinning bar inside a
tube.
That's it,
and we've just got to mount the sprocket on our axle.
Technical, that is.
Axle, and it'll be a bit like a go-kart rear.
Right.
On a motorbike front, you see.
Right.
Combining the two, you know, resources that we have.
And what about the engine? Is that now not leaking oil out of the hole in it?
We haven't started it yet.
Right.
And I'm assuming because Bowser's mounted it in there, it's not leaking at the moment.
Right. There's no drips, is there?
No. No, but that may be because it's just run out of oil.
And what do you think your chances are then? You know, because I've got money on you.
Well, I don't know how the other team's going. But
I can't say. Very well, but I can't tell you.
No.
How well. Brilliantly well.
If it all comes together, see how it goes in the next hour or two, won't we?
Yeah. Confident then. You're quietly confident.
As
but
long
you
as
know that you're up against a lot of pressure there.
And I know there's always something that can go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking of things going wrong, I caught up with Chris again to ponder the fate of the yellow team.
Chris. I'm worried about my yellows. I love my yellow team. I love both teams equally, but I love my yellow team. What's happening with them? What are they doing?
Well, at the moment, I can't envisage what they are trying to do. I've seen their outrigger design on the blackboard there.
Yeah.
Very adventurous.
Yeah.
But slightly worrying.
You've effectively got a three wheels at the back that don't steer and one at the front that does. You're going to be dragging your two middle wheels.
Exactly.
That's probably why there's not a lot of cars designed in this way.
Exactly. But, yeah, I think the direction's there, but whether the end product's going to appear, I'm not so confident at the moment.
Yeah. And at the moment, does it look like they're using the little, like the lawnmower engine? Oh, this fellow there, which isn't
little,
so powerful, you think?
5 horsepower.
Is that what it is? Right. What would the motorbike one be? That they've got there?
It should be just under 20, perhaps 15.
That's quite a big chunk. Big chunky difference, isn't it?
The yellow team are pressing on with the main frame of their vehicle, using precise, sophisticated engineering techniques. But I think I've spotted a bit of a glitch in their fabulous outrigger design. If they put their outriggers in the middle of the buggy, as in their drawings, then what happens if they go over a hill? This is an all-terrain course, remember, and if their front wheel comes off the ground, they won't be able to steer. Or worse still, what if their drive wheel comes off the ground? They won't be able to move. I need a word with Dick.
All right. Dick, for an idiot,
You're
looking at one. Four wheels like that, two in a row, two sticking out the sides like a little child's trike. You know, I'm worried that you're going to go over a ridge, back wheel's going to come off the ground, and you're not going to move at all.
Right, that's a valid comment.
Right.
If you look, the idea that we're working on, we've gone for basically two main wheels in play, because single wheel steering is the easiest form of steering, and single wheel drive is the easiest form of drive. So we've kept those two ideas, and then we've actually got our outriggers. Now, if we put our outriggers right in the middle, we'd have that problem. You could actually see you getting to the stage where this final element may not be in the ground.
Or the front one, so you can't steer.
Likewise. But what we'll be intending to do is actually have them slightly further back, so that, if you like, they come into play with the drive wheel. So whenever we've got drive, we should actually have the stability.
Stability too.
Because that's when we need the drive.
It's all just squares on a blackboard for Dick, but Callie's got the tricky job of turning those chalk outriggers into the business end of a buggy. Luckily, York is on hand and proving a fountain of knowledge.
Okay, you know that this thing is going to balance the tyres, yeah?
You mean it's going to be supporting the two?
Yeah, on the side. Because it's not going to be touching the ground all the time, so I mean that's fine if it's not that thick, yeah?
Yeah, we can also put braces in it to give it a bit more
inside
stiffness. No, not actually. I mean, you're going to have a pole coming out and then down to the wheel.
Yeah.
If we put triangles in between the two bars that come across and down, triangles there, triangles on the frame, then it'd be much stiffer. I mean, that's thick enough wall thickness to, you know, in that direction to support quite a lot of load. So, it should be okay.
Well, thank you very much.
So Cal is building the outriggers, and that's all looking fine. But I know Dave's a big fan of a big motor. So what does he think of the Tiddler they're using?
We can mount the engine up on its place.
That's the engine you're using?
That's the engine we're using,
That looks, I mean, I don't want to be...
It's not the most powerful engine.
It looks a bit like my mower.
But yes, it's about 5 or 6 horsepower, I think.
Right.
There's a more powerful one over there.
Right.
But there was an executive decision made at some point.
And that's all you're prepared to say on the matter?
That's it. I'd better keep short.
So when it stalls, when you're going up a one-in-one gradient, you can just sort of sit there going,
there's bags of torque.
Right.
But, not...
There's always a lot of torque, isn't there?
Yeah, loads of torque. Yak, yakety yak.
Yeah.
But there's bags of torque, but it's not going to be very fast. So,
So you've got this team. You've got the most powerful engine on the site and the least powerful engine, and you're using
the least.
The least.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
6 hours remaining.
Six?
Oh. No problem. We'll build two in that time.
Do it again.
Shen's helping Mary make the wheel mountings. It's important the wheels don't go on crooked. And Shen has a cunning way of using an equilateral triangle to find the exact centre of the circular mountings.
On the table, on the right-hand side, yep. So you've got the circle.
A triangle.
And you draw three points, one to any three lines to touch the sides.
Okay.
And if you take it from the midpoint of each of the lines to the ends, where they all cross over, here to the centre.
Yep, should be.
Should be the centre of the circle, and here to the centre.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the centre of the circle. So all we've got to do is do that.
Here we go.
Easy.
Right, what we need is some kind of gear selector. I don't know if there's one on this engine. I'll have a look.
Yeah, because if we can get gears, that's going to make our life a hell of a lot easier.
There's a moped out by that tank thing. That, I think that's got a gear change on. I was going to have a quick look at that.
Right, okay, so we can get a gear change. I've brought back a tiny...
The orange team have realised that gears are going to be important if they're to win the race. Without gears, it's hard to accelerate, because the wheels can only ever turn at the same speed as the motor turns. A gearing system lets you change this ratio. So in fourth gear, like here, the ratio might be 1-to-1, or what's called direct drive. One turn of the motor means one turn of the wheels. But in first gear, it might be 6-to-1, six turns of the motor for one turn of the wheels. In both cases, the engine rotates at the same speed, but in the top gear, the wheels rotate six times as fast. In their own way, the yellow team are also getting into the gear's predicament. Yeah.
We're looking at a gear ratio of something like 6-to-1 for it to run at a reasonable pace.
Right.
Yeah. So 1-to-6.
Is that based
with
on that
37
engine? Or based on that engine or based on
based on that engine.
Right.
Yeah. Based on 37 rear sprocket.
Right.
So how does that work out? 6-to-1. Well, call it. Let's leave the one off. Call it 36. That means that that front needs to go down to
six.
Six.
It's going to be a right titchy little thing, isn't it?
And we're not going to be able to get the tension right, are we? No.
Oh, dear. Now it looks like the gearing on their engine's no good.
A slight hassle on the amount of acceleration we're going to get because of our fixed ratio between the two cogs.
Right.
We don't have gearing in this.
Yeah, there's there's no gearbox inside that.
Yeah, no, there's no gearing in that at all. So
But is there a throttle on it? Have you got throttle?
Oh, yeah, we've got throttle. But the fact that we've got it sort of fixed, you know, acceleration is going to be the problem. We've got a fixed cog on the drive wheel.
Right.
We've got a fixed cog on the engine. There's a fixed ratio there, so at low revs, we're counting 100% on the torque that's available within the motor.
Right.
Which
and you've got to bump start it then, have you?
It's not going to be there.
What?
It's not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Uh-oh. The yellow team have ditched their second engine, the little red two-stroke, and are so desperate, they're having another look at engines they'd earlier thrown out. But they can't recycle the time they've wasted, and the orange team are stealing quite a lead.
I'm going to leave this completely free.
Okay. I'm trying not to breathe in these fumes.
Okay.
Because it's zinc, and you get what's called zinc fume fever, and you'll get a raging headache.
Great. So, a bit like a hangover then?
Yeah, it's a lot like a hangover actually, but you don't get to enjoy it first.
Ah. 3 hours.
Right, you've sat on it. Yes. Now you've got to get the engine to go.
Right, okay, lean over the front. We can get the leaning over the front. Oh dear, I'm getting all excited.
Yes, let's wait to get all excited until we've got it to go.
Okay.
As Bowser said, their machine's looking good, but without that happy purring engine sound, it ain't going anywhere yet. Over the wall, the yellow team are at last making some engine progress. With just 3 hours left, they're onto their third engine, which York is now confident he can get going.
Change of priorities, let's get this on.
Right, just one more well, then I'm with you.
This one is a simpler engine.
Yeah.
Yes, we haven't got the same complexity. It's not quite as big, but that's neither here nor there. We've got time to do. We've also got a fairly sound base to get this stuck onto the actual...
Onto your framework.
Yeah, so now this wall is over for a bit.
Good that the rest of it's all gone, so if at first you don't succeed, destroy all evidence that you tried, really, isn't
it? Well, in fact, we've got piles of dead things around the place.
Dead engines.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Because people are going to look around and think that we've just been brutalising them. But
No, you've been very gentle with all of them.
There's no sort of RSPCA equivalent, is there, for motors?
Inspired by finally having an engine to work with, the yellow team are having a growth spurt.
What happened?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, Chris, yellow team have moved on a little bit, haven't they, since we last together?
What can you say? I mean, our initial sort of concerns about the team that were the unfounded. They've got a marvellous sort of last 2 hours they've had.
It's
an amazing machine.
It's extraordinary.
It's been truly fabricated, though. It is from scratch. The one concern, maybe, is just slight concern, is its width.
Yeah.
These marvellous outriggers have made it almost six and a half feet wide.
Of buggies, isn't it?
Yeah. It certainly is, but novel initiative, we could say. I mean, that might... My confidence has certainly been boosted by the last 2 hours' work by the yellow team. Nice piece of engineering.
Right, and they've got a working engine now, as far as we know.
As far as we know, the third engine they've been to. They've had a struggle.
Back a long way.
Certainly now, it's still a self-contained unit. It's got plenty of oomph in it.
Right. Yeah. So it'll push it along, I think, even with its outriggers.
The outriggers. It's still a little bit... It looks as if the outrigger's going to be contacting all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be a struggle around the corners.
Yeah.
But
interesting to see.
The orange, on the other hand,
they've got their cabling fairly well worked out.
And they've played with the clutch. The clutch is working. Their engine still doesn't appear to want to fire. They could be. Teasing us.
Yeah.
But
they've got
the method of the rear wheels was a concern, but it's been alleviated by the way they've mounted them. It's a really ingenious piece of design. Having a twin attachment points.
And they've got brakes now as well, which is pretty impressive.
They've got a front brake, something the yellow team still don't seem to have put any thought into.
So in a nutshell, Chris, what do you say they still have to do? Well, yellows, I suppose, get the engine joined on.
Yeah, yellows, mounting the engine, some kind of seat, which I have seen they are manufacturing.
Yeah.
A very nice swivel affair.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Very 70s. Yeah. Lovely colour.
And then obviously they've got to get their engine running as well. I think in the end the yellow team have gone for a much simpler construction.
Yeah.
But the orange team are still perhaps marginally ahead. But I think we're going to end up with two really different buggies.
Yeah.
Well, Chris thinks the orange team are still ahead, but only if they can get that engine to spark. But as anyone who's ever taken a car to a garage knows, there's 100 reasons why it might not be working. The battery could be flat, the coil could be faulty, the points could be dirty or broken, or there could be a wire connection problem at any of about 6 points. Mary's suddenly very quiet, and unfortunately neither Anne nor Bowser are much use on the electrics front either.
Hey, don't take me as an expert on this.
No, and don't listen to me either. You got the engine with your coil. No, you got your magneto with your points, yeah? And you got your coil, yeah? And then you've got your ignition switch, right? So your magneto is basically your battery.
Yeah, right. That hasn't got a magneto.
We got points.
Yeah, it got points, but it's got an alternator.
Right, whatever, magneto or whatever.
No, it makes a big difference.
Okay.
45 minutes remaining.
Guys, have you seen the chain splitter? Chain splitter, anybody?
Tremendous explosion of activity has gone on around here. There's a huge amount of more stuff.
Yeah.
You got your cable, you got your brake cable.
Brake cable's going in.
Throttle cable there.
Throttle cable's going.
You put that in your teeth?
Basically, yeah.
Just pull it over your shoulder.
Lean forward to speed up.
As ever, Dave's not taking any risks ensuring the welding integrity of the seating area. The orange team have been in the lead all day, but now they're finally facing up to their engine trouble, things are getting a little tense.
Just pull it.
Are we just not trying to start the engine because we're hoping it's suddenly going to start and ignore it and it might go away?
No. We haven't started the engine because we haven't actually worked out why it's not starting.
Yes, I know.
Right, no. And I think we've tried every single combination there is. Yeah?
Not being much cop on the electrics front myself, all I could offer was moral support.
Some of them do.
20 minutes remaining.
That not many.
20 minutes.
Was it? I thought it was not many minutes remaining.
Not many minutes. Panic minus 20 minutes then, is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to
hold
that?
You're fine.
Yeah, if we can get it going, we're fine. Yeah. If we get it going, then it's going.
That's it, isn't it? That's all you've got to do is get it going.
Nothing there, is there?
Yeah.
They've tried everything they can think of. The only thing left to try is blaming each other.
Mari, you're the expert.
Not in electrics, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry. what we need is an electrical expert.
Yes.
Yeah.
All we've got to do is get this damn thing to spark.
Well, so let's face it, Chris, they are up against it. Our two teams of brave fellas and lassies. They've done amazing, though, haven't they? It's good.
Yep, I can't disagree with you. I mean, the two totally different machines, but yeah. Within 10 hours, what a
feat. What they've made is extraordinary, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. It was a pile of old bits of metal this morning, isn't it?
One or two minor little things to cure,
yeah.
But I think great.
Like
I think,
getting the engines running.
Exactly. But we've got the Irish team turning their engine over.
Is that what that was? That was turning over? Oh, brilliant.
It's turning over. We have a rear wheel turn in, just no firing.
Right, I can't hear it firing, no.
No, but I mean, you know, give them 10, 15 minutes, I'm sure they'll have that up and running as sweet as anything.
And what about the yellows? It's extraordinary. I mean, that, you know, it's really only like...
What can we say? Yeah.
There was nothing to see, was
I mean, it's such a transformation. Yeah. I mean, the seat's on. I mean, it reminds me of an 18th century bone shaker. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll all get off it with shaken bones. But as long as they're getting in front, I just don't think the orange team will get past the wide track.
Where's the multimeter? What we need to do is turn it over.
The engine is turning over, which means mechanically it's in working order. It isn't firing, which means there's no spark being generated by the spark plug. Anne thinks this is because they haven't wired it up correctly. And while they're struggling, their yellows are on a roll.
15 minutes remaining.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. On schedule. Put that through the U and then two bolts up.
That's what I was intending to do in the first place.
Stand upside down and sing jump Amazing around. Grace.
Amazing. No jocularity yet, let's get turning.
Oh, spin it over.
Yeah. One by one, Bowser is testing every wire.
We've got an oil in the gearbox now, after that leak.
We'll know more about that in a bit as well.
Get the damn thing to go first.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got about 10 minutes left.
Right.
Got a spark. I'm really looking forward to driving this now. Never mind anything else.
It's going to be an amazing experience, mate.
I've got no idea what I'm doing here at all.
Well, nor have I. But look, we've got 10 minutes to do it. Come on, Bowser.
Going for it. Right, let's see if we can get some noise that sounds a bit like an engine here. Choke. Choke.
Ooh.
Move that.
Something. Can we connect this to... Can we,
Yeah, tickle it, tickle it, tickle it.
Go! Who needs an exhaust?
All right.
Meant to make a noise.
Gosh. Got to get this damn thing going.
Yeah. We will.
Now, what we'll do is we'll just attach this, and if it gets too awful, I'll just jump.
No, I mean, is it...
Ready? Yeah, it's ready to go.
Ready?
Yeah, that stops.
That's all right. It's amazing. That's a machine.
Bring on the enemy.
I think that one... goes to the there, car. And I think from there you go to a battery.
Okay, do it.
Do it.
Good thinking, Bowser.
Now go fast. Yeah.
We got spark. Oh my God!
No. We've not got very good spark, but we've got spark.
Yeah. Can we clear a space and would you bump start it through here? All yeah? Right. Come on, let's get the welder out of the way. Hold on, let's move this lot out.
What do I have?
Go. Okay, clutch out now! Hey, did I hear something then?
Yeah.
Your son has set time as well.
Nah. My wonderful little tin heads, the sun has set, time has elapsed. There's only one thing left to do, and that is to face the race.
Yes.
Come on in.
The yellow peril. Absolutely extraordinary, chaps. What an amazing achievement.
You didn't believe in us, did you, Paul?
I did not believe
you didn't think
that you would have anything.
Four wheels and work.
It actually makes a noise and moves along.
It does both of those things. Our race is another story. Yeah. The relay race where everybody has to have a go is a different story altogether.
Oh,
got the biro in the track.
Guys. Okay. Yes. Okay, you're all very happy. I haven't heard that engine yet. I haven't heard
We've sort of had it firing, but it might be just something silly that we haven't quite got the carburation right or something like that. But the rest of it, you know.
The rest of it is very, very smart. Well, all right, guys. Good luck, you know.
If the worst comes to the worst, we'll push the thing.
Absolutely right.
And so to the racetrack. The orange team have tweaked the carburetor, no time to test it, but they think it works. Time for the teams to get kitted up in fireproof suits and prepare to race. The course is in the shape of the letter P. The teams will go up the first straight, around the bend to the right, through the gravel corridor, around the tight top bend, and into the water hazard at the far end. At the top of the final straight, they face a couple of major bumps before heading back down the home straight for the relay handover.
So, teams, it's come to this. Just a few rules to start with. Remember, it is a relay. Once round the track for each of you. No ramming, no deliberately forcing each other off the track, and no use of concealed weapons. All right, drivers, start your engines! Ready, go! They're driven by Mario, roaring into the lead, and your yellow team are driven by Yorkie, having a little bit more trouble there, but they are moving. He's controlling that string throttle with enormous skill. He's really roaring off now. Both are just absolutely scorching. No, that's not quite true. They've stopped, and the teams are running up now to get them. They're getting a lot of help now. They're getting a lot of help to get going. Murray's going to go for a bump start. The only way to start the machine. She is moving. She's definitely moving under her own power. There she goes. She's steering very firmly to the left, but going straight on. Doesn't appear to be having any effect whatsoever. Here comes Yorkie in a very peculiar looking machine. He's going straight for the water. He doesn't care. He's going through the water. Absolutely not a care in the world. And the yellow team are roaring off. Oh, my goodness, but the orange team are ahead. Bowser, they've done the first changeover. There goes Bowser. He's gutting that machine for all it's worth.
Oh, my God, no, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good at all.
I'm not sure what's happening. The yellow team are coming for their first changeover. Very slick, very professional. Can he get to the driving seat? Here comes Bowser. His back wheel looking a little bit the worse for wear. And the steering is still having a problem there. The yellow team are slow but steady, but they're doing there. They're way behind at the moment, but... She's coming up behind! It doesn't look like Bowser can get out of the mud! The yellow team will keep moving! No, they stopped as well. Yep. Ah, there is the sound, the reassuring sound of that fantastically powerful putt-putt-putt engine. And the orange team and Bowser don't seem to be moving quite so fast, and certainly not with the power of their engine. No, they're not happy. Something's going wrong. They've got a technical problem in the orange team. Off they go! Dave's on the bike this time. Ah! The orange team do have a problem. They have completely destroyed their machine. The chain is broken, we've heard. So now all the yellow team have to do is complete the laps. Here comes the yellow peril. Absolutely magnificent. It's Dave now gently gunning the machine past the orange team as they struggle to push it along.
Give me some thrust.
And then swapped over again. Here comes Dick for the final leg. There he goes, a man who knows how to control a machine with very peculiar design. He's not thrown by this at all. It's a one-handed steer. He's so cool. He's controlling the throttle with this piece of string tied to his leg. I've got me back. We could be getting close to something resembling a finish now. Not that we've been waiting that long. And it's not this long, let me tell you.
We've just broken the chain.
Oh, you've broken the chain. There we go.
It's just going, mate.
No, it was a brilliant effort, guys. You know, really. Oh. I saw that thing move.
And it could have gone faster.
And it could have gone a lot faster. Dick, mate.
Bob,
there you go. Well done. Well done, all of you. Brilliant effort. Brilliant effort. What an amazing machine. I think that the future of automotive design has been affected by this. Extraordinary. Was it just the chain?
Yeah.
So, it's 3-1 to the Yellows for the series so far. Join us again next week when the Orange team will be doing everything they can to stay in the running.